Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is. Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. I reach it ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, same more Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Definitely, you better not blame my mama, fool. Listen here once again. That was Blame Boogie, HJS Music. You know the Jackson sound, he incorporated, and some dude by the name of Sheriff Kilroy. And you're listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 31. And that man is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. Hey, you can do like a couple of numbers, like the 216209, 216417. Oh, I'm looking at a couple of other numbers. Have to see if they're calling in to speak or just listen. You can definitely use the number of 646-478-0944. After I give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk of Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct. It's 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'll come to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You don't have to hang up on me. You'll just be placed back on hold. And if something happens and you want to chime in later on, that's all right. You can hang up, call back, or if you haven't pressed the one key to speak, you can do that, and we'll come back to you. Before I go to any phone lines, I think I should at least give you a top 10 for music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. We'll start off at number 10, BMA, Black Man's Army, Movement Music, Volume 1, video out 15,500 heard it on the bus. Number 9, re-debut, Queen Nana with Black People. Number 8, debut, Climb the Ladder with Sonya Garth and Family. More on that later on. Number 7, debut, Rock and Roll, Hall of Fame, Free, paid for by the RNC. Number 6 will debut at Entertainment, and it was large, too. Public Square Party in the Park featuring the Cleveland Orchestra, fireworks, all of that also paid for by the RNC. Man, they said they weren't going to leave here. Number 5, moving up, Suave Gotti with the Suave Report EP. Number 4, moving up, wow, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube views, directing artists to radio stations and shows, shooting quality videos. Moving up, Black House Sound. If you want to check out a certain video, you can check out on YouTube, CCR VHS 072616. That's CCR VHS 072616. Wow, that's a new music video for the song called Pressure featuring Man in the Streets. Number 2, debut, OPN. They had the Poetry and Praise concert show. And then the debut for number 1, Family Unity in the Park. Man in the Street on stage with Angie Stone. More on how that happened later on. And no, they did not throw me out for stalking. Anyway, I just want to say that before I go and take any phone calls, I do need to let people know, if you want to, you can check out Black Man Army meetings Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Then the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between Euclid Avenue, Thunder 52nd, and St. Clair intersection. 44110 is the zip code. And then I'll throw in Blog Talk Radio, Pastors Thompson, Friday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. That's, I believe, 657-383-0613. I want to just thank you all in advance for being here. And if you choose, you may want to know a little bit more about what Black on Black Crime, Inc. does. You can go on blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And with getting some of that stuff out of the way, it makes it very easy for me to at least say that, you know something, I think we might be able to get a whole lot of things in today of what's going on. I will let people know starting off that this coming Saturday, the New Day in Huff Parade, this day, and it'll be this Saturday, New Day in Huff Parade, this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a free pancake breakfast starting at 6 a.m. to 10. I think I'll be there around 8 myself. Then a parade, and it'll be a walk with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army at 6601 Lexington Avenue, 6601 Lexington Ave at the historic League Park. I might start there and get to the Latino Festival, which will be held at 800 East 9th Street, Voinovich Park. Usually I like to walk in both of those parks and a lot of my people, but they're having two parades on the same day, so I might have to start breakfast at one place and get one of those meat pies and, you know, Virgin Margarita or something like that at the Latino Festival. Too many people are on the line. They're mad. I know they're upset. I'm running my big mouth, so I'm going to 216-209. You've been patient. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. Man, it's been a real time for us, and I just want to start off with the good news so everybody can hear it first. And the October edition of DJ Cat Daddy. He has a radio blog also for Underground Talk Radio, and he also runs a magazine in North Carolina, South Carolina. We have a 2-page article coming up in the October edition. So, and
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And I want to let you know, Al Porter, you are a part of that process too. And you will like that article. That it is that nice lengthy article that I have your name in there as well. So. I can't leave you out.
Man.
You know, you've been a big help.
I'm humbled, and I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I got so much to say today. I want to shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO. You know, I've been working with him off and on, and on a few blogs with him and his winning team. So they've been helping, and you know, with this process. So I just want to say a big shout out to them. I don't know if he's on the line, but I know he will probably call in at some point within an hour to express his views and stuff about what's going on all across the nation and everything. Shout out to Black House Sounds, Key Cash, Lethal from Black Odyssey. He should call in at some point. And Taywall, Max Pick, Nomad, you know, the whole team. I just want to say a special shout out because we are making a whole lot of moves, and pretty soon a lot of things will be coming up.
Man, I just want to say I thank you for that very much. And contact information real quick.
All right. You can start with going to Google and put in BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey. And you can start at YouTube, subscribe to our page, Black Odyssey YouTube, Google Plus, Facebook. You can get at me personally, John Allen. When you see All Black Profile, that is me. You can also reach us on Twitter at Black Odyssey and Instagram with the same name, at Black Odyssey.
Man, I thank you very much. I see a lot of phone callers on the line, so may you all definitely appreciate what's coming through. And I just want to say, man, I appreciate Black Odyssey very much and what you all consistently contribute.
Oh, thank you. And we appreciate you and the whole team as well.
No problem. You know, before I go down the line and get to the phone calls, and don't worry, I plan on going through 216-417, 216-394, 216-255. I would like to let people know that should you choose, definitely feel free to catch the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And the one thing that I also want to add to it, got to go and add something from phone lines or internet stations also, and just say Kicking It With Kim on myloudradio.com. And that's 6 p.m. Mondays. And I want to at least give you one thing that will only take about a minute and minute and a half, and say a couple years ago, 2014, 12-year-old Darvia Garth was killed, murdered in a jealous rage as her stepfather also shot and wounded her mom, which was Sonya Garth, before the brother Philip showed the lunatic the beatdown of his life. Now, the crazy fool was sentenced to life in prison, but that case was so big that Darvia's mom, Sonya, got an idea to name Clements Avenue after her daughter, named the street Darvia's Way. Sounds good, except Councilman Anthony Bracatelli said to the mom, if I had to change every street name to a child who passed due to this type of violence, I have to change them all. Got to pull out the 18-foot stepladder for my soapbox. Hold on, let me set it up. Thank you. Now, Councilman Idiotelli from Ward 12. Number one, this case made national news. Number two, you have a street in your ward named Polish Street. Number three, you had a chance to show your ward the street was proactive against domestic violence. But this is what happened Saturday when Channel 5 News and Melanated Media News on YouTube.com, they came to Clements Avenue, and Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper presented over 1,200 names and signatures of those who wanted the name changed, including 99% of the Clements Avenue residents. As the Carl Stokes Brigade made excellent hot dogs, we had water, freeze pops, cupcakes with so much icing a diabetic would go into shock. Hope Speaker Lexi Connect, Be Mad, speaking and telling us to vote on everyone, judges, mayor, council people, not just presidents. Black on Black Crime Inc. members, Black Man Army members, Man in the Street. Man in the Street's up. Got a chance to team up with a brother and help hold up the ladder is Daria's father's climb to the top. The biological father managed to nail in the secondary sign that the city will have to take down themselves. It was good that Tanya R. Jones, the judge, was there, as well as Shalira Taylor for state rep, was also there, while Councilman Stupitelli was nowhere to be seen. So it's good when you're proactive and you start to hold your own people. And it was also spoke about, hold them up as your public servants and remember they're servants. They're not the almighty creator. With that being said, I've talked too much. I know I have. I'm going to 216417. You have been very patient. How you doing out there?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I was calling in. This is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound. Want to show love to Black Odyssey. They always, lately I've been hearing them support Black House Sound, so I'm loving that. But other than that, I'm just calling in because I wanted to talk about that video that you brought up today, the pressure video. It was an excellent experience. Once again, what you said earlier, that was CCR 2072616. If people want to check that out, it's brand new. Also want to let folks know the Black on Black Crime Headquarters this Thursday. Hopefully, if everything go well, around, I could say around like 7 o'clock, 6:30, we'll be meeting there, working on a whole nother video, and we need all the support that we can get. Other than that, I'm just calling to listen in. There's a lot of stuff going on throughout Cleveland. I just lost a cousin yesterday. May he rest in peace. His nickname was Pac, so if anybody listening and they know the young brother, heard a young brother passed away yesterday on St. Clair yesterday morning, that was my cousin, but he's in a better place, and it's all about positivity. No matter what comes down the hole, it's all about positivity. And so that's where I'm at, just calling in to listen. And once again, check out that video if you can. And it's Joe Legacy from Black House Sound.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, as we listen to that, and what was just said, the true testimony, if you hold a line, I know you'll like what you hear shortly, but I definitely want to send out my condolences to not only you, but anybody who lost their family. It has been a hellified past 2.5 weeks where it has just been murders after murder and shooting after shooting. But I will give an insight that the Black House Sound video shoot this coming Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Hallelujah, Take Me to the King. That song is much needed right now, and it'll be this coming Thursday, once again, 6:30 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivor Victims and Tragedy Headquarters, 15415 Kipling, off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, as well as Euclid Avenue. Please feel free to be on time and come through and share in some of the positivity. It's definitely open for people to come through. Before I go and check out the 216-394, okay, 216-255, 216-860, okay, I'm having a field day right now because at least I know we'll be getting to those phone calls. I just want to say, as I look at things real quick, I appreciate you all. And, you know, it kind of goes back to what we just talked about, because the 40-year-old Glenville Festival, canceled by Councilman of Ward 10, Jeff Johnson, who was concerned with safety. Zach Reed had his Huff Festival. Well, he did. Well, no, he had the Zach Reed had his Unity, Family Unity in the Park Festival. But we have the Huff Festival coming up this week, Latino Festival coming up this week, Labor Day Festivals and others coming up. Now, you did see myself, Black on Black Crime members and Black Man Army members on Channel 3 News, I believe last Wednesday night, as I threw out a challenge to Jeff Johnson, who said he was giving the $60,000 basically back. He was giving $54,000 back to private donors, but he was going to keep $6,000 for scholarship money. I'm for keeping the $6,000 for scholarship money, but you're going to turn $54,000 back to the private donors. Now, hold on, Sherlock. Most festivals take $100,000. you get 60 grand or something from some donors, and you might be able to get some matching funds. Yeah, matching funds from here and there. So why not galvanize as council person, do something new in Ward 10? Say to the province donors, instead of giving back the $54,000, they don't give $54,000 just to give $54,000. Think about it. If you go into a festival and you see banners all around, you'll see Kroger's, you'll see Giant Eagle, you'll see so-and-so, you'll see this, you'll see that, you'll see PNC Bank, you'll see Key Bank. They want the names to be advertised. So what we suggested, and I suggested on the news, was tell the private donors, we want to use that money and flip it. Use it to fill potholes. Fix some streetlights to make it safe. Plywood on buildings. And we'll put your names up on it. Since most private donors, they don't want to stay private. Since they advertise at festivals, instead of having a booty-shaking, butt-shaking party, if you can't have it, flip it to make it just a little bit safer for everybody. And do something different. And ask for even more money, Jeff. But you don't hear me, though. I'm going to take my time, get down off of this particular 10-foot step ladder that I put myself on, and while I make sure I don't fall off of it, I'm going to 216394. You're on live. How you doing this evening?
Mr. Porter, how you doing, my man? This is Lisa from Black Odyssey, the other half of Black Odyssey. Shout out to Don Doe for the love. Everybody who rock with Black Odyssey, we rock with you times 2 million. Appreciate the love from everybody. Shout out to all the single parents on the phone right now. I'm a single parent. Just want to address all the madness that's going on in the city. And I just want to say to all the single parents, when you get time, go to your kids. Pray over your kids. Put your hands over your kids. Pray over your kids. I know if you follow Black Odyssey, you know we got the song Keep Praying. So that's basically what I'm motivating through my city right now, because that's just how I feel right now. People of God, pray over your family, over people like Al Porter and everybody who fight for us in the inner city. What's up, Mr. Porter? How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. It's like I feel so good. It's like I'm sitting on my birthday or something, and all these out-of-town phone calls are coming through from my family. So I'm loving it. I'm doing great. I'm doing
appreciate
great.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you, man. You know, we go back. I ain't even going to say, but we go back. So
it's good to talk to you. Man, and like I always say to different people, I've gotten a chance to ask that to Brother John and stuff like that, and to say it. And if I haven't said it before to you, it means a lot to be able to talk to somebody that I first remember meeting around 1998. And longevity. What does the word longevity mean to you? Because there are some people out there who are listening, and they might have been in this for only about a year, and they're like, I don't know if I should hang around or this. Maybe I should hang it up. What do you say, man?
Hey, man, no, I hate to be aggressive with this answer, but you got it or you don't. So if you got it, you know you got it, be true to yourself and stick with it and be patient. You know, if you got it or you don't got it, because if you got it, then it's meant for you to have it. So just stick with it. Don't sell your soul. Stay on course. Be true to yourself and watch what happens.
Man, I appreciate that. That's some reality right there. So,
you know
at least the next person who – I know that the next person who feels like, man, I don't think, at least they can look and say that to themselves, you know something? I'm going to keep on because I don't want to be known as that person who didn't have it and just gave it on up. So, once again, let the people know who you are.
I'm Lethal from Black Odyssey. Lethal from Black Odyssey, man. Nothing come easy to Kings, man. You know, we got to fight, obviously. Look at our history. We had to fight. So, if it's meant for you and stay true to yourself, you'll see.
I'm into that. As a matter of fact, I got something on deck for you. Got something on deck that I'm pretty sure that Black House Sounds will love as well. So for Black Odyssey, hey, always bet on black, like the movie said. So I thank you for calling in.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Man.
I'm sticking around.
Thanks. Hey, please do. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
Now that I said that, I'm having a good time right now before I go to see I'm sure some of the other numbers said, will he get to me? Well, so far I am. So 216-255, 216-860, it's the same thing. We plan on getting to you. We just are. I just want to let people know. Ooh-wee, it was, I got to give a little bit of my story on this one. And it won't take no more than maybe 2.5, maybe 2 minutes, because I have to go full circle. Since I said it, it was around 1998 to 1999. Because if my neighbor Marie Batiste hadn't stopped and gotten me involved in the East Cleveland Love Fest to assist her and JB's Rollers, I wouldn't have met Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or been with the BBCI, Black on Black Crime Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, no awards like that, no DJ Dollar Rock. So, you know, 3 weeks ago, Marie Batiste told me she had a vision to give Zach Reed, a Cleveland councilman, who became infamous for drunk driving and partying with white women, and an award. And after I was done laughing, I asked why. And Marie said, he set an example of not giving up or giving in. And I had to think about that, because he won re-election big and is a possible mayoral candidate while everybody's laughing, showing that anyone can work and make their life better no matter jail or any obstacle. Now, Marie Batiste, her name may be familiar since her son's name is Better Off, gospel rapper. Cool. She wanted to give Zach Reed and Angie Stone proclamations at the family unity in the park. But did Angie Stone deserve it? Well, I do remember her being a member of the first hip-hop group Sequence, then working with Mantronics, Lenny Kravitz. She survived D'Angelo relationship and her own daughter calling the cops on her. Now, Sequence, you know, they didn't even receive royalties from Sugar Hill Records for their work. So Marie goes into a store with this vision, runs into Sister Alonda, who does that kind of work. So look out as the proclamations were done. I kept my word, called Zach Reed, and at the family unity in the community in the park where Najee performed, DJ Ellery showed out. I kicked it with Dollar Rock, Silver B, True. Did I tell you that Angie Stone and Sequence had a reunion featuring Blondie? Did I tell you that Marie and Alonda were invited on the stage for the proclamations to be presented in front of thousands of people? Did I mention Black House Sounds affiliate and Go Get 'Em Inc.'s Mr. Milligram was on stage holding Angie Stone's proclamation, which made her cry as she said she was coming back to Cleveland to help school children? Did I mention that Angie Stone said that meant more than the Soul Train Music Awards because it came from the city of Cleveland, which it did, because on Saturday we were ambassadors? Did I mention that Zach Reed's proclamation was held up by none other than Man in the Streets, and he said he never received anything like it, and his word was wild? Did I mention the four of us on stage ended up on the RV with Sequence on Blondie? Did I mention that I also saw Miss Cleto, First Ladies Dynasty, CGS, MC Derek, Professor? Enough said for right now. All I want to say is that when you do things, you might not expect certain things to happen, but blessings can show up. You just have to stay, I will say, grounded with what it is that you do. And if you want any proof of that, the last few phone callers have stayed grounded, and since the year of 1998, from when I first met the Odyssey, or since my time working with Black House Sounds, I'm just looking at the progression. A lot of people can't say they've stayed progressive on anything, well, except for Flo on those commercials. But anyway, I'm going to 216-255 because I've run my mouth for too long. So 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Hello, Al. Don here, activist in the house. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm good. Hey, how did you do at the RNC? I saw you had a free speech. You were in the free speech pen for a minute
there,
half hour.
Yeah. I will say that we did extremely well because our message was, which was interesting, to have that many police downtown. I'll say maybe 300 staring at me out of 1,000, and you had maybe 100 reporters, and I had to let them know that, look, I'm not here to talk about an extremist crazy person except for one who goes by the name of Steve Loomis, who blamed President Obama for police dying, who still talks about Tamir Rice's family, and every time something happens, he's too scared to show up at one of the meetings that he's getting paid for to be a member of on the consent decree, and that he hasn't met a police officer who's ever done anything wrong in his life. So, you know, that was part of what I got a chance to speak about, as well as the fact that downtown Cleveland was the safest place to be. The neighborhood was neglected and all of that. It was so safe. I invited them.
One of the deadliest weekends, right? Right now, it was
Thank
the deadliest
you.
Weekend coming
yes,
up.
Yes, it was.
Right?
It was like 17 terrible. Shootings, so about 5 or 6 murders, and they had about, at one time, I believe, 13 active shooters they were looking for. But the only thing they could do downtown was arrest a black woman speaking at the podium, 3 people climbing a flagpole, somebody that the Supreme Court said it was all right for this same gentleman to burn a flag. Whether you agree or not, he burns the flag and the police grabbed him and his followers. And I'm like, that's all we could do? But, hey, go ahead, Brother Don, because I know you were down throughout
quickly,
there, too.
Yes, very quickly I want to say this. I listened to Dominic Mancuso from Channel 19.
Okay.
He was praising the mayor, praising the chief of police, praising everybody he could about what a beautiful job they did for the RNC. But that's only half the story. So I did write a rebuttal. Channel 19 has yet to contact me and say that they will accept my rebuttal and let me read it on air, maybe because I went over a minute. So it's supposed to be 1 minute in length, but I think I'm about 1 minute and 15. So I'm just going to, if you got 1 minute and 15 to listen, I'm gonna read it to you real quick. Okay? So anyway, Mancuso was an apologist for the city. So what I said was, Cleveland failed to ensure fair public discourse at the RNC with use of selective enforcement and intimidation in policing. In the weeks before the RNC, dozens of peaceful activists received intrusive home visits by police and the FBI. With the huge police presence and open carry being touted by white supremacist militia groups, people of color mostly stayed away from the party. Police allowed a near riot to fester in public square on the second day of the RNC when a religious zealot overwhelmed public square with amplified hateful rhetoric. Instead of having a few officers ask Mr. Alex Jones to cease, hundreds of cops flooded the square when people started to shout him down, declaring virtual martial law. Permitted speeches were invisible and inaudible. I know, I was there. I had a free speech pen permit at the time. The director of the Cleveland Council on American Islamic Relations was stopped by police from taking part in 2 planned speeches at permitted events at that same time. Certain activists' backpacks were searched and confiscated while folks with larger backpacks strolled by. I decided to test the selective enforcement aspect, and I bounced a banned tennis ball in public square at the same time that the Westboro Baptists amplified their homophobic and Islamophobic slurs. After 2 bounces of the contraband item, a blue-shirted cop intercepted it. That was community policing, I guess. We're playing ball, right? He intercepted that tennis ball. I asked the commander why some were allowed to have amplification and I can't bounce a ball. He said he's checking on that to no avail. That's my speech. I think that's a bit of that. Sorry.
what station was that again? Please say it because I have a
Channel
suggestion.
19. Channel 19.
I figure that. I'm going to go through and ask anybody who has a smartphone to look up the WOIO. Because it might show up that way, Channel 19, if it has a contact us and all of that, and let them know about Don Bryant, why can't he do his rebuttal? Because that's what I plan on doing tonight.
You are the man. Thank you.
And I'll even
say
you are too. I thank you, man. As a matter of fact, if you hold on to the line, I think you'll like what I get into next. And as a matter of fact, before I go to 216-860, I promise you, I'll be with you. Just give me about 2 minutes and a 12-foot stepladder for this one because Don just went into this story. I might have tried to wait for a little while, but open up the ladder. Okay, for the soapbox, because a few years ago, around 2009, Anthony Sowell, Well, he murdered 11 black women along that time span. But along with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Press People's Nation, Don Bryant, came Sister Kathy Coleman, who runs ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Ohio's largest underground minority newspaper. And Sister Coleman started the group called the Imperial Women Coalition to make sure and make the world aware of abuse and neglect of women. And she included other groups, white and black. And when the RNC, Republican National Convention, came to Cleveland, the mayor's speaker's protest platform, a lot of groups weren't going to speak at the platform. I ought to know, I was one of them who didn't intend on being as a part of that. I just didn't. But she went and ended up getting speaking slots for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Imperial Women, Pierre, Candidate Pinckney, Stop Targeting Ohio Poor, Reverend Pitts, Carl Stokes Brigade, and many more. If you know anything about the whole speaker's process, you have to provide name, email, contact, and on top of that, the Secret Service, FBI, CIA overlooked everything, and their red flags went off. Allegedly, she had a few warrants. Okay, she had warrants. But to arrest a journalist, a woman, on the first day of the RNC, Republican National Convention, black woman, in front of thousands on Public Square, for speaking on women being overlooked by cops in the Jackson administration. Cops chased her around the stage, tackling her, making it look like a Barry Madea movie. Madea visits the RNC. I guess that's what you'd name it. But go check out Melanated Media News on YouTube.com. Or I just put that up on my Facebook page under Alfred Porter Jr. period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Yeah, shameful plug. Now, Ms. Coleman, while being arrested, spoke on Tim McGinty, who just lost his job. In part, she was one of the ones, Kathy's paper, she endorsed opponent Michael Malley for prosecutor. Kathy Coleman was arrested but released on by Friday night to early Saturday morning, but Saturday afternoon was, get this, rearrested for a violation by the sheriff's department. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., a call went out by a lot of activists, so tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Judge Joseph D. Russo, 22D, Cuyahoga County Court, I believe, 8-9-2016, there's another court here, Judge Lauren Moore, 14A, I believe it's Cleveland Municipal Court. And then after that, 8-17-2016, back to Judge Joseph D. Russo, 22D, 9 a.m., Cuyahoga County Court, all in the Injustice Building. So I just wanted to throw that out there because we always have to look out for our own. And I found it very interesting that of all the things they could have done, they chose to do it that way in front of everybody. I'm going to 216-860. I appreciate you being so patient. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. How you feeling, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Yep, I'm here.
This is Mr. Milligrand. You know what it is. Yeah, I heard you. This is Mr. Milligrand. You know, I do what I do, man. I enjoy myself, man. But I owe a lot of things that I've been going through and what I've been doing to you on the up and up. But also, I wanted to send a shout out to those that is dedicated their time and effort in working with me and not working against me. And that's Black House Sounds affiliate and the Black House Sound crew. You know what I'm saying? Black Odyssey, I got to show love to them. My man Mike Carter II, you know, I always show love to all.
Right.
Also, the OEAs is coming up, and two of my go-get-em team are up for awards. Arishonda Jacobs for Best Manager of the Year, and Spazz O'Klee for Best Artist of the Year. So be on the lookout and vote for them. You go under andrewlloyd.com, and then you follow the instructions and then click whatever, you know, that you feel, I mean, whatever people that you feel that you want to vote for. But personally, I'm voting for my team, you know what I'm saying? And CGS, it's nothing but love. I love y'all, best group out there. I think y'all gonna get that too, hands down. Also,
okay.
I just want to give three words out to y'all, and that's these three words are what I live by and the code that I go by, and that's motivate, educate, so you can elevate. Them are three major words in my life, and that's what I've been going by. This is my new code. That's motivate, educate, so you can elevate. And that being said, Al, man, you have a blessed day. Well, blessed evening now. And big up to all my teams. Big up to Go Get Them Inc. Entertainment. Big up to Black House Sounds. Big up to Black Odyssey. Big up to everybody that I know at GMS Hood Famous TV. Everybody, big up, man. I love that y'all are doing positive things and making things happen on a positive level. And I'll be sure to be there Thursday. You know I definitely gonna be there Thursday.
I know that.
And that's
thank you so much.
But y'all stay up, man, and be big real. Like I said, motivate, educate, and elevate. That's the way to go.
Got it. I wrote those down.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man.
Uh-huh. No problem, bro.
You know, and that was Mr. Milligrand, the hip-hop advisor. As a matter of fact, I wanted to definitely, before I go to the, okay, 818 area code 358, I'll be with you in just about 2.5 minutes. I just want to definitely give out and say the shoutcast.com. That's shoutcast.com. You type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours music. A lot of what you hear here, that's 24 hours a day. My man Emax Image put that together, and I appreciate him for that. And also, you can Facebook or blog talk I Am a Superwoman Radio or D Gambit Radio. And, you know, before I do anything else, just pull out the 14-foot step ladder. Give me about a minute to a minute and a half to reintroduce myself, let you all know you have to know your worth as an artist, rapper, DJ, entertainer, and stop begging. Sometimes you look like fools, because Mr. Milligrand and I last Saturday, family unity in the park, you know, sitting, chairs, drinking water, backstage area. And there were a couple of figures who took the time. They were already backstage with, you know, in the back area with wristbands, but they wanted to meet more people. All right. People who had a title, people who were artists or something. They wanted to meet some of the bigger name folks. And they were back there begging and demanding security to let them back because of their so-called title, saying, I'm so-and-so, I'm doing this here, I'm doing that. Listen, if you don't get anywhere with the head folks, sometimes quit begging and be thankful. Act like a man or a woman. Have your own dignity. And if you feel you're not getting the respect that you're due yet, decide to do things that will make the world notice you. Cause the world to notice you. You know, there have been some places I went in the past few years where people forgot to leave me tickets. And guess what? If it was something like that and they couldn't get to me, there were some times I ended up leaving. And I caught up with the people later and they were like, man, I didn't mean it to happen. And it wasn't no big deal. I want to give a shout out to some people that I also saw, that such as Dennis Cash, also Bishop Ward and Pastor Gates, dancing to Najee. Now, you know those brothers was feeling that music. I got a chance to talk to DJ Ellery and ask how he feels about those who hate while he rocks sports venues, arenas, festivals, sales CDs, and flash drives. DJ Ellery said, ignore haters and want the next man to succeed. When you want the next person to succeed, everything else falls into place. Now, there have been times on this particular show and others that people have placed ads or for events or other things like that. But I do my best when it comes to guests, especially a Thursday show for the hip-hop workshop show or something like that, unless they just want to just come up and run in anyway. My thing is, I'm not getting up there to charge folks to come on shows or certain things. Why? Because I have a reason. If you are a damn good artist, think about it. You shouldn't have to pay to do certain things. Not unless there's something in it that will make you so much more greater. Because a person who's excellent at what they do, Black Odyssey, Black House, you make my show valuable. If you got to pay to be on certain shows or open up for Migos, then maybe you're not nothing yet. And so I guess I can't put you up on my shows because I'm not the payola king, and I refuse to do this because if you have talent, it's going to show. And I live by one code. I have to have that integrity. That integrity will separate me from the cash-starved hustlers that we have running around town. With that being said, wow, 818 area code, 358. What's going on out there? 818 area code, 358.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
I'm very well. He's one of my number one radio hosts. I was here the other day, Mr. John Allen with Black Odyssey. He know that we've been on 74 radio networks, and he was like, Pastor Dawg, you got to get back. So I'm coming back, man. I was on your show the other day, and I was really, really thoroughly impressed. And my man, my right hand man, Philo the Great, said that he reached out to you. Y'all been connecting, so it's a team effort. And I want to say to all the other people who were speaking, thank you for the great wisdom. I was taking great notes, and one thing that I do want to impart to piggyback. We are in control of our own destinies, and sometimes as leaders, we forget that we have the power to say yes or no. Sometimes we have people in our personal space that don't belong, and then once they end, because we don't kill the cancer before it's incurable, we get mad, and then we just keep it going. So ideally, I'm not saying black people or white people. I'm saying spirit people, period. Just watch who you let up in your space, because once they end, you know, that just changes the whole playing field. And once, sorry never fix any mistake. The whole thing is prepared so you don't have those mistakes. Learn for someone else's. And that's it. I'm just here, man. Winning team, shout out. All my winning team members, man. We here, my brother. I'm here whatever you need.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks. Man. This is, like, beautiful right here. And before I go to the, 216-486, 216-322, I am enjoying everything so much so I can get some of these other things out the way real quick and just let people know, because I love the name of this particular thing. You can always check out whohasthepower.com. That's whohasthepower.com. And like I said before, there's a Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show Thursday at 3 p.m. on voiceofradio.com, and that will be an interesting one because I'll be getting that together and then leaving out for the video shoot that will be happening later on. I'm looking forward to those type of things that's coming up. So, you know, when I get the chance to, and I know I've said a whole lot and run my mouth, then it's up to everybody else to get a chance to run their mouth. So 216-486. That's 216-486. How you doing out there?
I am doing fine, and I'll just call to listen, really. And you have very good show, so keep up the good work.
I thank you so much for that. I really do. And thank you for listening because, like I say, I just appreciate it, and thanks. You know, and my thing on that is, before I go to the 216-322, the reason that I appreciate when people call in is because you've heard a lot of people who are doing things, right? And let's tell the truth. People who are doing things don't have time for trash. It's one of those things that it's just the truth. So if you're out there, and I want you to think about things. If you are going to work or if you're doing something for somebody or you're doing something for yourself or you're bettering yourself, when is the time that you stop and say, wait a minute, I want to go and spend my time doing absolutely nothing productive for 2 or 3 hours and waste my time? That doesn't sound too good. So by saying that, I just want to say I thank the Creator for allowing you all to listen in as I go to 216-322, how you doing out there?
Why, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful.
Well, I really
How's everything for you?
I it's fine. It's fine. I didn't really have a comment. I just called in to support you and listen because you're very positive, and I think that the information you give and the encouragement is very much needed. You're very affirming for the young people, and I just want you to keep up the good work. That's really it.
Thank you so much. That says a lot. And thank you. That meant the world. You know something? I appreciate that because I know coming up, I was not the most positive person in the world, but I had enough people who would come up and say something that was needed. As a matter of fact, as I look at certain things, I tell you what, it was stated, and that's the truth. You do have to keep praying. I'm going to Black Odyssey, and I'll be right back after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's the store.
You know, I had to stop that song for a moment just because the message on that song is very, very interesting. A lot of people would say, well, there's some harsh words or what have you. But, you know, something came up, and when I think about that song, I think about the message. It was one of the cleanest songs in the world. But when Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five put that song out, they painted a picture of a man who was misused and abused because he turned stick-up kid. He was raped behind bars. And I think that kind of caused a lot of hard knocks to think. And I was one of the hard ones coming up. And it always stayed in my head that when I almost got into trouble, it was certain things. So when I listened to a song like that, I'll start it over before it's like, and let it play out. There were several points in that song that was so uncut that maybe, just maybe, in between, it would cause some people to think and say, you know something? Maybe the belly of the beast, that is not a place where I need to be.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found. Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying, yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
Man, I really hope and pray myself that we can continue on like the family unity in the park and have a nice, peaceful festival. Like I said before, as I run down a couple of things, you have the New Day and Huff Parade. That's like this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is located at 6601 Lexington Avenue. They have the pancake breakfast free starting at 6 a.m. Yeah, I'm not the thinnest person in the world. So I think I'll be there by about 8 a.m. And then I get a chance to walk it off in the parade. The parade will line up will probably be around 10:30 a.m. And then afterwards, after I walk everything off, there is the Latino Festival. This year, it's going to start off at, like usual, 13th and Superior, but it's going to East 9th Street, Voinovich Park, which is very interesting. I want to see how that one works out. Leave one place, go to the other. This coming Thursday evening, you can come on through to the Black House Sound video shoot. It's Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and it is definitely this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the headquarters for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy headquarters at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. Feel free to please be on time because one of those things, don't you hate when somebody starts a video shoot for 5 or 6 hours and then you look at it and you watch it and you say, wait a minute. I can't see the professionalism. That's one reason that I'm appreciative of what I'm watching now from Black House Sounds. It is very appreciative when I see Black Odyssey videos because I'm going to tell you like this. If you're going to do something, like I said earlier, make sure that you're putting money into something where you can get something out of it. And there were a lot of artists, each and every one of them. Let me tell you something. The artists who came up and definitely secured the video deals, they looked extremely professional nationwide. So best of the best. Certain things that you're doing, that's cool. But if you're going to just, like I said earlier, put money into something that's not going to help your career, think about it. Think first. That's the reason I do things the way I do, because I want to make sure that at least if you tune in to my shows, you're tuning in to adhering people that are doing things that have had, quote unquote, longevity. They've done some things which if you tune in and follow their movements, you can learn something. Like how Lethal told you, it's either in you, basically speaking, or it's not. That's the best thing in the world. So if you look and you see what's going on, maybe you'll be inspired to do something, quote unquote, worthwhile for yourself. I'll tell you what, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I like this record. It's a long one. long break at the end of it? Well, then it just plays some Black House sounds.
I had to man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans get shot up, homicide. He was trying to get the dough, and she was trying to live a lie. You won't be exposed because you can't hide behind lies.
No more
sick of being represented and punished by God. Well, that's the system taking over against all lies. Did you think this a game show? Get a door prize. Family realize it ain't never a true God if it ain't about God. Body never follow the herd and celebrate your mind. Even if you fail true liberty, it takes time.
Thank you.
Peace, everybody.